Internet Archive censors itself to protect cry-bully Taylor Lawrence. By Alim Bokhari on April 22, 2022. The Internet Archive is the product of seeming noble goals to provide a free, online archive of all publicly available information. Its stated mission, through its About page, is universal access to all knowledge. Like many Silicon Valley entities, however, the ideals of the Internet Archive end when a mainstream leftist journalist like infamous cry-bully Taylor Lawrence feels uncomfortable. The Internet Archive wants to provide universal access to all knowledge, except the past tweets of Washington Post journalist Taylor Lawrence, who is under fire for unmasking a popular anonymous Twitter user, libs of TikTok, and pestering the account owner's family. Attempting to search for Lawrence's past tweets on the Wayback Machine, an archive of web pages maintained by the Internet Archive, returns the message "Sorry. This URL has been excluded from the Wayback Machine." No further explanation is given. Breitbart News' John Nolte breaks down the Taylor Lawrence story. With the obvious goal of having her blacklisted, the far-left Washington Post wrote one of the most dishonest stories you'll ever read about the woman behind the viral libs of TikTok Twitter account. The piece is written by a far-left extremist named Taylor Lawrence, a middle-aged woman who's become a public laughingstock over a recent cable news appearance that saw her break down into melodramatic hysterics. Like everyone else in the corporate media, Lawrence is a neurotic activist and not a particularly bright one. Here's video of the dimwitted cry-bully posing as a victim of severe PTSD over online criticism of her objectively terrible reporting. The journalist who claims online criticism of her led to PTSD specializes in using her platform to direct hate towards others. In 2018, she targeted the daughters of Pamela Geller, a prominent conservative author and critic of Islam, causing them to lose their jobs. Lawrence offered no justification for why the story was newsworthy other than the identity of their mother. Lawrence, who destroyed their careers, has gone on to complain that prominent venture capitalists are trying to destroy her career by criticizing her on Twitter. While the Internet Archive has censored itself on Lawrence's behalf, Archive.today, another online archiving service, appears to functioning just fine. You can browse many of Taylor Lawrence's past tweets here. Unlike the Wayback Machine, Archive.today is not an automated web crawler, meaning web pages must be manually entered in order to save them. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.